everybody, and welcome to Oddballs Podcast. Evan here, along with David and Jack. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
I cannot complain.
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
A little bit of a rough start at the beginning. Took us a little bit of time to, you know, get the fire going. But
yeah, the studio is not my lover, man. It did take a while to get everything set up.
And sorry, Spirit Live, for listening to this. You're going to have to hear about how, I wouldn't say unprepared. We were prepared.
I mean, everyone brought headphones. Mm-hmm. Everyone was ready. Everyone brought all the gear.
Came on time. We just, you know, had a little bit of setup problem.
All right. Well, we're getting off track here, guys. Let's introduce the people, Evan, to what is Oddballs.
Well, Oddballs is exactly that. We are tired of regular balls. So give us all your weird, controversial, funny moments in sports. If sports have ever left you going, wait, what the actual f***? Then we're going to cover it here. Controversial moments, funny stuff, anything out of the ordinary.
And just so you know, he did not just read that off a sheet. That was all off the top of his head, right?
It's not like we wrote that pitch like five-ish times.
No, he memorized it.
Have delivered that.
Well, I am, in fact, tired of regular balls.
Yeah, here we go. Welcome to the Oddballs Podcast.
Yeah, we're really excited to be here on the Spirit Live Network and, you know, bring you a little bit of new flavor into the sports world.
Fresh look. We're not going to be talking about, you know, triple doubles. Not going to be talking about hat-tricks.
No one cares about that.
No one cares about that.
So, David, we're all aware of the puck authority, which, for anyone who doesn't know, is
the authority.
Yes, it's the authority on all things hockey, and anyone could check it out at thepuckauthority.com.
And the Puck Authority won at is it Instagram or Twitter?
Twitter.
Yeah, Puck Authority won.
Our good friend David was given the opportunity to go to Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Just about 2 weeks ago for NHL All-Star Weekend. So, David, why don't you tell us a little bit about that? What was, I know they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I can assure you, first of all, I'm 20 years old. I couldn't even rent a hotel myself.
I was almost his date.
Yeah, so, tell us a little bit what happened over there in Vegas during All-Star Weekend.
Honestly, I mean, right from the get-go, I found out I had the opportunity to go really about a week before. No, I mean, honestly, look, I don't do a lot of flying. I like to drive places. I mean, when I went down to the Winter Classic in Dallas, I drove there.
How long was that?
That was a two-day drive.
Whew.
I like driving, used to it.
David once fell asleep at the wheel when
he
were driving.
That did not happen.
Ran over a chipmunk.
Murdered a chipmunk.
Nope, don't like any of that.
Well, it was unconfirmed, but, you know.
It is his word against mine, and I'm right.
We'll get back to the All-Star game here.
So we actually this time kind of realized can't really fly to – or can't drive to Vegas, so decided to fly. Not a big flying guy, but couldn't complain about the plane.
Good
give
peanuts?
It no, I got pretzels. Actually.
Pretzels?
Yes. Yeah. Also, those weird cups they give with water and Coke.
Way too much ice. Way too much ice.
It's not just that. It's very small.
Yeah, those cups are weirdly small.
It's small but big.
And they're like those plastic.
It's like a really thin plastic cup.
It's a paper
thin. And you don't think it can hold much. And then the stewardess pours an entire can of ginger ale or some into that tiny ass cup.
But what really bugs me is the cup holders. Right? Because you've got these on the little tables. You think it's a cup holder. No. It's just like the outline
it's
of where
a divot.
One would be. It's not even a millimeter deep.
Yeah, yeah
it's a place to catch all the spilled liquid.
And the weirdest part is the cup actually stays there pretty well.
Okay. We're talking about airplanes. Let's talk about actually getting off the airplane in Las Vegas.
Well, he got a little bit too fixated about the trip there. So you touch down in Vegas. What do you do next?
Next thing, you know, got my credentials, had to pick all that up. And then the next day, I wasn't expecting it. I mean, I knew there was a huge media availability, but, you know, it wasn't until I got there and I see a couple players walking right by me. And I'm thinking, okay, they're about
Who
to...
Are they?
I saw the first guy I saw, I think, was Stamkos walking by me. I saw Kuznetsov and I'm thinking, okay.
These are big names.
I saw a couple people talking to one of them and I'm thinking, okay, I don't know if I'm allowed to go in there. This tiny little hallway. So I asked someone, like, yeah, you can go through. I thought it was just one little room to talk to, you know, one player. I walk in, it's a huge, huge, like, banquet hall.
Like a wedding?
Yeah, pretty much, with, you know, stations at every, you know, few feet or something with different players on booth talking. And so I got to talk there to, I mean, pretty much most of the All-Stars there.
Any douchebags? Any notable, like, actual, like, I don't really ever want to talk to you again?
Honestly, no. I mean, we all know when it comes to NHL players, people say, you know, hockey players don't really have a lot of personality at times. But I got to disagree. When you actually talk to them, I mean, it was funny. They were cracking jokes. You know, I thought I got some pretty good responses, got some nice little convos there. But, yeah, no, so I got to talk to a lot of nice players there, some, you know, players.
Drop some names, brother. Yeah, let's hear them.
Anyone you were scared of talking, like a little nervous to go up to?
Well, I mean, when you go up to Connor McDavid and you're about to ask him a question.
He liked your question, though. He really did.
Yeah, Troy Terry liked my question. Troy Terry might have been the most genuine answer I got. I loved it. I'm asking McDavid, you know, is there anyone you're excited to play with at the All-Star game? And he mentions Troy Terry. So right before Terry's about to be finished giving all of his interview availability, I go and I'm like, Troy, you know, I was just talking to McDavid and he says, you know, he mentioned you by name as someone he's excited to play with. And Terry was like, so taken aback. He's like, whoa, I just got goosebumps when you said that. He was happy. That made my day.
No, right?
I thought that one was pretty cool.
Could you imagine making like an NHL, not just a player, an all-star, just watch their face light up?
Yeah, no, that one I thought was pretty cool.
And just break it down a little bit, you know, because obviously we know the story, but the people do not, about how irresponsible whoever is in charge, whoever happened to be in charge of whatever NHL All-Star Game mixers they were hosting there, but giving out, David, you know what I'm talking about. You could tell the story, but talk about how, you know, a little bit irresponsible the organizers might have been at that event.
You know, a lot of times at these events, and I mean, I'm saying a lot of times, I've been to two, you know, sometimes media is given, you know, a little souvenir. Yeah. Like when I went to the Winter Classic, it was a nice hat. You know, sometimes things like that. But I'm sitting there at the skills competition, and they're coming around with bags. It just says Las Vegas All-Star Game. I don't know what's in the bag, but I'm handed one. So I look inside, and it's there was a pack of cards, a little card.
Standard
stuff.
It's
Vegas, baby.
And then there's a small bottle of champagne.
Ooh.
Now,
a little champagne.
I found it pretty funny
bubbly.
Because I'm not legally Vegas drink. I'm only 20 years old, so I'm thinking there. I guess they're not expecting anyone that's there to.
Did you shave recently? Maybe you had like a nice.
I had a mask on the whole time. They don't know.
That's why, because like nose up, you could be 40.
I just thought it was kind of funny. You know, I'm going there and, you know,
nose up though. That's like 10% of the face.
Well, I did have the beard going on. Maybe
they saw a little stubble on the side. Yeah, that's what they thought.
I was gonna shave, but I figured, you know what, mask is gonna be on the whole time. I was growing the best mustache of my life. I had to.
He was actually.
It was. Mm-hmm. I was impressed.
Like Austin Matthews, watch out.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Well, but I guess that the organizer of this event, it just didn't occur to them that there could possibly be a 20-year-old there in this media event that they're giving out free liquor to.
Well, I mean,
it's Vegas.
True.
It's Vegas.
People get boozed up, right?
That's not the... That's
you know what? For the record, NHL, if you're listening, I do not drink the alcohol.
What's funny about the media is that they're able to dictate what's on and off the record. Mm-hmm. So they can get as boozed up as they want in their media mixers, and they know no one's going to say anything about it.
Well, I don't think anyone was drinking at... The media was not drinking at the game.
No, not at the game, but, you know, you go to mixers and stuff.
Yeah. Well, no, I just thought it was funny. You know, I guess no one was expecting a 20-year-old.
You're probably the youngest media member there, if you think about it. You must have
been. Well, honestly, I got to say, a lot of the people working for the teams, they're pretty young. They're doing all the social media and things like that. But I still think I was probably the youngest one there.
Definitely the youngest guy to ask McDavid a question. He's
definitely the wunderkind of the NHL All-Star Media.
The puck authority.
We are the authority.
Weirdest sports out there. There's like competitive. There's competitive shin kicking in
most
India.
Who can name the most random pro athlete?
Cheese wheel chasing.
Yeah, the cheese rolling is a big deal.
They have medics at the bottom of the hill ready. Quidditch isn't that weird, honestly.
It used to be, but now Quidditch is kind of like.
Every university
thing.
Has a team.
Bro, have you ever?
Yeah, can we talk about that for a second?
I did a whole project on Quidditch.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, the MLQ.
Let's go to
Quidditch. Bro, I know the MLQ so well.
Okay, we're going to get into something real here that people don't talk about enough. Is Quidditch a real sport?
It's, if we could fly, yes.
Because personally, just to start it off, personally, yeah, you're right. We can't, no one could fly. And no one's flying on a broomstick either. But just to have the broomstick in between your legs while you're running around, it just seems a bit weird.
Honestly, if you take the broomstick away, I would say that's a sport.
It's handball, but it's altered handball.
Exactly.
But you're running with a stick in between your legs.
Well, look, I mean, I don't know about you. Have any of you ever watched the MLQ Major League Quidditch?
I didn't know there was a Major League Quidditch.
Shut up.
Oh, my God. Major League Quidditch is great.
How far away are we moving in terms of, like, how far away is Quidditch from, like, lacrosse?
Far. First of all, have you ever watched lacrosse?
No.
I've been to a lacrosse game.
Lacrosse is one of my favorite sports to watch. It is so much fun.
I've, like, played at recess.
It is. Lacrosse is an amazing sport to watch. There will not be any lacrosse slander on Oddball.
It's hockey on a floor, and you're allowed to cross-check.
Yeah. It's so physical. It is amazing to go to games and stuff like that.
But going back to Quidditch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, David, thoughts? Is Quidditch a real sport?
I mean, come on. You got the MLQ.
If you have a major league...
Do they make
money, though?
Yeah. What is this major league?
Do they make money?
First of all, where is it? America?
It's got to be.
Canada's got some
teams,
too.
I feel like England must have a few Quidditch clubs.
You would think, right?
They must.
Major League Quidditch, I think, is just North American for the most part. But you got some good teams.
So we got to look into the European Quidditch circuit.
What's the international talent pool for Quidditch?
Well, there also is the international circuit for Quidditch. They got nationals.
Way.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
They got nationals.
They have international Quidditch tournaments.
How many years until this gets into the Olympics?
They have their own little thing.
Yeah, I mean, skateboarding got in there. I love skateboarding.
There are talks of cheerleading and breakdancing being into the Olympics.
I love skateboarding, but Olympic sport. I guess, snowboarding's been in.
A lot of the head coaches or even the players for the national teams are also playing in the MLQ. I gotta say, how old
is this league?
Quidditch is a sport on the rise.
It really is.
They're not losing people.
But I think we have to do, and correct me if I'm wrong here, maybe you guys disagree, but we gotta have Oddballs live at the next Quidditch match. I think we got it.
I would love that.
We should try to run some.
I'm almost 100% sure that we have a Quidditch team at this university.
We do. No, we do. First week of school, I walked by the booth. There's like, would you like to join the Quidditch team? I guess they saw my massive broad shoulders and said, that guy can carry a stick in between his legs. Make him a beater. Put him on the team.
Well, first of all, there is a bit of controversy with Quidditch right now. I mean, they're looking about changing the name of Quidditch.
To what?
I don't know entirely, but they're against now because J.K. Rowling, there's been a lot of...
she must get a piece of all that, right?
I don't think she deserves a piece of it. She's had her own fair share of controversy.
Oh, yeah. J.K. So. I think we can all agree. Her own, like, the whole Harry Potter community already denounced her.
Yeah, well, so is the MLQ.
Which is the reason I've never
the
watched
rumor is
any
that
of
Quidditch
the
will be changed.
You've never watched any of the movies?
I watched 2.5, maybe.
You should watch the movie.
I watched the one all the way up until they started.
All right, and this is the
last
episode where you will actually be hearing from Evan Zaharatos, as he has been kicked out for not seeing Harry Potter. I know this might come as a shock to some viewers. Some might be happy, but Evan is gone now, so don't worry. I just want you guys to know, we don't need to go to the Ryerson University Quidditch team if we have one. Toronto has their own MLQ.
The Toronto Raiders Quidditch team.
The Toronto Raiders, established in 2019.
Their logo, is that a raccoon?
Yeah.
Why would any team logo be a raccoon?
It's a great logo.
It's a cool logo, but a trash panda?
But I'm telling you, and you know what? Hey, the Toronto Raiders are looking for head coach, assistant coach, and a manager.
What
there
sport is
be
this?
An opening.
Quidditch.
The Toronto Raiders.
The Toronto Raiders Quidditch team.
It's a pro Quidditch team in the MLQ.
Pro Quidditch team.
They're looking for a manager.
Oh, yeah, and I got
to
say.
What does it have to be considered pro? Like, does it mean, like, making money?
The players need to make a salary.
Well, that's a whole other debate.
Do these Quidditch players make money?
They actually have to pay to participate.
So can it be considered a pro sport if you have to pay to participate in it?
Well, the MLQ occasionally partners with Quidditch Canada to create resources and put on non-gameplay events. That further the growth of the sport of Quidditch in Canada or North America more generally. That is a quote from Wikipedia, the number one source.
Wikipedia, we can confirm that it's not going to be the most reliable.
No. Do you think they have wooden brooms, titanium? Like what?
No, it's wood.
I've seen plastic. It definitely isn't titanium because you might end up having a Tonya Harding situation on the Quidditch field. They all carry wood between their legs.
Okay, now, what are the rules on spells being casted during play? Pro or is that allowed?
No unforgivable curse.
I'm pretty sure that you can't cast spells in the movie.
As long as it's not an unforgivable curse, you're allowed, I'm pretty
sure.
What
about like spell PEDs? Performance enhancing spells.
Potions.
There are potions.
PEPs.
I mean, they need like the Ministry of Magic to go in and regulate it, make sure everything's.
How do you think they test for PEPs? It can't be urine, right?
It's got to be.
It's got to.
They check their wands.
Put the wand in the.
Check their wands, you know? I mean, that would make sense. I mean.
Okay, Quidditch. Carry on. So, final answer, boys. Quidditch, real sport?
You know what? If I was playing, I'd say real.
I mean, you just got to look at.
There's for sure people who take Quidditch real serious.
Oh, no. There's a national team for Quidditch.
You know,
there are national teams. This is a thing.
As somebody who's in sport media who may be working for a Quidditch team in the future, I have to say real because that just maximizes my chances at a job opportunity.
Now, before we move on from Quidditch, I'm going to read you the names. Y'all got to vote on their favorite names for Quidditch right now because some of these teams, first of all, the logos, absolutely unreal.
They
I actually love
be.
The logos. The branding, the jerseys are sick. They got some awesome stuff. What's your favorite name, though, okay? The Boston Forge, who were previously the Boston Knight Riders.
Next.
The New York Titans.
Eh.
Ottawa Black Bears.
Not bad.
Better.
Rochester Whiteout.
I don't even know what that means. Whiteout, like the thing you put on your paper when you make a mistake?
I'm pretty sure.
That's terrible.
Washington Admirals. Kind of too much like Washington
like
Commanders.
Sounds. I'm pretty sure that one of the shortlisted names Commanders was Admirals.
Well,
it was
the Washington Admirals were from originated in 2015.
Football team.
Could you imagine if the Washington football team stole their name from a Quidditch team?
Then they got to get sued.
Lawsuit.
My question is, could they get sued?
That would have been the biggest payment that Quidditch has ever seen.
Exactly.
Those were the East Division teams. Now we got the North
East,
Division.
Honestly,
how many divisions are there?
Three.
I was
okay. Let's carry on with the names.
I was not blown away by the East.
Not blown away by the East?
Out of the East, Ottawa Black Bears, it takes the cake.
All right, so that'll move on to the next round. Mm-hmm. North Division, we got the Cleveland Riff.
No.
The Detroit Innovators.
Damn, that's
I wish they'd innovate a new name.
Yeah.
The Indianapolis Intensity.
Okay.
Okay.
Alliteration. The alliteration.
Exactly. I like
that. I don't... okay.
It's not great.
The Minneapolis...
The Minneapolis.
The Minneapolis. That was funny. Okay, the Minneapolis Monarchs.
The Minneapolis Monarchs?
Yes.
Like butterflies,
that's not bad. Monarchs like kings and queens.
The Toronto Raiders.
We're going to go with Toronto Raiders.
I like the Toronto Raiders.
Honestly, is there another division?
Yes, okay. And now we got...
I know it sounds like we're being biased to Canadian teams, but the American names are just bad.
Quite dead.
And now we got the South Division.
Okay.
Let's see if they can overthrow the Canadians.
What is that?
I don't like intensity. But, okay, the Austin Outlaws.
Not bad.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like Wild West.
Off to a hot start is the South Division. Next, we got the Kansas City Stampede.
Okay.
Okay. I like that.
Now, I actually don't
understand.
That
sounds a little too Lion King for me, though.
Now, then we got, and I got to say, before I continue with the South Division, almost all the teams, or they got majority of the teams here are in Texas, just so you know.
No
the
taxes.
League City Legends.
League City?
League City is apparently a city in
what
Texas.
What league?
Oh. I don't know, but apparently it's
the League City Legends. I don't like using the name Legends, but
it puts a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it does.
It's a lot of pressure.
Unless you're a legendary Quidditch team.
And we were just talking about the you know, the use of curses and spells in Quidditch. So what do you think about the New Orleans curse?
Damn.
I like definitely the most menacing.
But could it be a curse on them?
I mean,
they are themselves a curse.
I don't know if they've won. That's the question.
The curse could be cursed.
And then the last team here, and honestly, this team's one of the best. They got the best keeper in the game, in my opinion. The San Antonio... Soldados.
Honestly, I gotta say the South has the strongest names.
Yeah, really apart from Soldados, because I don't know
that. I don't know what is Soldados.
Can you press on that? Just I'm gonna get a little. The Soldados.
Let's see.
That sounds like a Spanish word for saltine.
Soldiers.
So it's like a Spanish word for soldiers.
I actually like San Antonio Soldiers. Or was that what the team was that I said?
Well, Soldados.
Soldados.
I know, but the San Antonio Soldiers is a pretty good name.
It's between the Curse and the Outlaws.
And that's one of the newest teams.
I kind of like the Curse, but I feel like that could have some bad juju.
I'm going to go with the Outlaws. I also thought the Stampede was pretty good, Kansas City.
Yeah, but Austin Outlaws sounds better than
it
that.
It does.
The Outlaws.
Another good team.
I'm going to vote.
Stampede makes me think CFL team.
It does.
I'm gonna go with Outlaws. That's
okay,
final
so now,
answer for me.
Now we got one winner from each team who wins overall. We got the Ottawa Black Bears, Toronto Raiders, and the Austin Outlaws, did we say?
I think the Austin Outlaws has got to be
Outlaws.
It.
Outlaws.
And the South has done it.
The South
has taken
always,
over
the South always wins,
Canadian teams.
Don't
nope,
they?
Don't think we
the
can
South
that.
Always wins.
Don't yeah, think. I mean, it, it, oh, move on.
definitely
let's
not
move on.
That in the podcast. I'm sorry.
But you know, as you can see, we really get into the hard hitting stuff here at Oddballs.
And you know, in depth conversations.
And I gotta say one thing about Oddballs, and I'm sorry to cut you off, Evan, but you know they use three different types of balls in Quidditch.
Wow,
they do.
They got the beater, the bludger, and the snitch. My question though is, how the f*** does the snitch work?
Okay.
Oh, I'm okay. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in real Quidditch, I can't say for
Quidditch?
A fact. No, in real life Quidditch, I can't say for a fact, but I'm pretty sure there might just be a guy that runs around and you have to catch.
Because I watched the movie The Internship with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson, and they play Quidditch there, and it was a guy in a body type morph suit with and like they just put a tennis ball attached to him.
But isn't half the thing about Quidditch how small the snitch is?
Yeah, but you have to grab the ball. You don't tackle the guy.
So I'm looking up a picture right now, and you guys are not going to be able to see this. But yeah, so it looks like a guy in an all-gold morph bodysuit, and he has some kind of ball attached to him.
He's got a dangling ball.
Yeah, he's got some kind of ball attached to him somewhere. So basically it's like playing tag, and they have a very small like object
attached to them.
Yeah, it's like flag football. So it's like, I assume that you get the most elusive guy you can get to be a real life snitch.
Yeah, like a Tyree
Kill.
I believe I'm
doing some research here. I've tried to study it a little bit. And it's actually the snitch's league run.
Yeah.
The referees and the snitch are actually brought to
the
league.
Yeah, the snitch has to be an impartial.
So to answer the question of real life snitch, they've got a guy in all yellow or all gold.
However,
running around with a little flag attached to him. And then if you can grab that.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but in 2015. The MLQ made one of the most controversial decisions in sports, I think.
Probably in the recent history.
Probably ever.
In recent
Honestly,
history, at least.
They eliminated the snitch from overtime.
But
I guess because you don't want an overtime game to win.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. Doesn't the game of Quidditch end once the snitch is...
Well, that's the other question.
I think that it can end when the snitch is caught, or there's also a different way it can end, because the snitch might not be caught.
Well, but also, when you look at the movies of Harry Potter, okay, the whole sport of Quidditch is centered in one debate. Does the sport actually make sense? What the hell is the point of getting of scoring points if once you catch the snitch, game is over, that's 150
points
right
there?
See,
the way I like to think of it is like the snitch is like the money ball.
Yes, but the money ball that ends the game, and it's almost an automatic win. So what is the point of the rest of the game to be played if just catching the snitch will win it for you?
Because... that's just competitive tag.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
It's very strange. It's nightmarish to think about what would happen to you if you fell on your broomstick.
I mean, yeah, that you know, I'd hope, and you know, the MLQ really has some netting in place to make sure you know, you can't fall and hurt yourself too bad. But no, I've always wondered, what is the point of the game of Quidditch? When why do you need to score any points when catching the snitch alone will almost always win you the game, right? I've never understood the point of it. I mean, unless you're having an amazing game and getting over 150 points, just one team doing that before the snitch is caught, then whoever catches the snitch wins the game. And I guess maybe that's why
I think that as a whole we can agree that Quidditch is a pretty whack sport.
It's odd.
It is a sport, and I'm sorry. I gotta say, I'm on Team Quidditch. I like it. I have it as a professional sport, and I honestly am excited to see one of these games.
You know
live.
What? Look out for Oddballs Plays Quidditch on our Instagram.
Mm.
What kind of broom are you going to be using? I've got the Swiffer Sweeper 9000.
The Nimbus 2000 for me.
I think I'm going to go for like a... Isn't a vacuum just like a sucky broom?
Nope. No mechanical vacuums.
Yeah.
I can't just get a Dyson?
Nah.
Because it's got to be a real broomstick.
I made sure my Swiffer Sweeper is the lower grade model, so it doesn't really... You know,
lightweight?
Count as, yeah.
Lightweight.
I'm for the lightweight model. And honestly, look,
what's
I got to say...
What's the drag on that?
Not that you'd actually be surprised. Look, honestly, it lacks a little bit of speed at times, but it's lightweight, gets me there. So I gotta say, I'm all for Team Swiffer.
Well, enough about brooms and Quidditch.
Yeah, we do get into the real stuff here at Oddballs,
and that's just a little taste. We're gonna talk about the very important issues in sports.
And
about...
I just gotta say one thing. This is a huge announcement. I wasn't sure if I was gonna make it now, but I've done a lot of thinking, and I think it's time. The Puck Authority is no more. We're only talking about Quidditch now. The Puck Authority will now be the Snitch Authority.
And on that note, thank you everybody for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks. with another episode of Oddballs here on the Spirit Live Network. I've been Jack Grinberg.
Evan Zaharato.
Does that mean you're not Jack Grinberg anymore? Like, how does that work?
It's just what they say on the radio.
I know, I hear it all the time, but it just...
Next episode, we're going to be talking about some weird stuff in sports.
Gotta love it.